I kind of chuckled a little bit here as I chatted with our guests ahead of time, just briefly here, about, you know, Dale Bisseth is with us, right? Rancher, Highline area. Got some rain. And his comment was, it was a lifesaver. And I've heard that yesterday and the day before from ranchers, how vital it is and how difficult as well to make a buck in today's markets. Ranching families, that you've weathered the droughts, the market swings, the regulations, the family transitions. So it's not always about weather or economics. It's about succession sometimes. That's what we're going to be talking about here. That's what we're going to be talking about here today. And really, how, you know, as people do move forward in succession of their properties, how we make sure that this good land of ours is still producing for the good people of this state and the good people of this country as well. We are feeding America, and we want to continue to do that. So I'll lay that out here in just a little bit. The Nature Conservancy is on board. We have Win It Aces here, J.R. Lund, Dale Bisseth, Brian Martin from the Nature Conservancy, as I mentioned. It's a full show. I hope you guys are doing well. Yeah, everybody's still talking about that rain and that moisture, and there's still some to come, and we all feel it inside too. Wow, what a lifesaver this was. But it's more literal for our ranchers and our farmers out there, as well our egg producers. And so keep it coming, and we'll talk a little bit about that here as we get into this topic. Montana's ranches. We talked a little bit here about all the challenges there, right? The average age of U.S. farmers and ranchers now continues to rise, and many families are looking at, you know, how do we take care of the land, the livestock, the equipment, and all those management responsibilities, and then transfer that to the next generation? And how do you give that next generation a leg up in today's difficult economic conditions here as well? Experience makes a big difference in that regard, but so do resources. And that's what we're going to be talking about here today. I'll say quickly hello to all of our guests today. Make sure they're online. I know they are. And with big thanks. And then I'll turn it over to Laura Noland to maybe explain this a little bit more. Laura is the executive director and founding member of Win It Aces. Laura, how you doing?
Great. Thanks for having us this morning. It is a beautiful morning.
Is it going to rain today?
It already has. So, yeah, got some rain, got some sunshine. Things are looking good.
All right. And let's say hello to J.R. Lund. J.R., good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hanging in. Glad that you're aboard. J.R. operates Rocking Owl Genetics and has experience using the Aces trial run grass bank on the historic 54 ranch. That was in 2019. We talked with Dale Bisseth. Dale, founding member and board member of the Ranchers Stewardship Alliance. We had Dale on recently, as he has agreed to donate his ranch. And that was quite, wow, quite a generous move, Dale. How are things? How are things going for you, sir?
Very good. A lot better now that we have some rain. For this year, we're setting at about 4.2 for our total precip.
Wow.
And we just got 2.2 last week, so it really did save us. So,
yeah, I mean, and that's a literal feeling, isn't it? Saved the farm this year, so to speak. Dale Bisseth again with us. Brian Martin, the Nature Conservancy. And Brian has played a big role in this, in the development of the Matador Ranch Grass Bank in Phillips County, which goes back a little ways. And then there's just more going forward as Montana looks to preserve their agricultural tradition. Good morning, Brian Martin. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Good. Everybody's here, and we're all rolling. Speaking of rolling, here's Laura Noland, executive director and founding member of Win It Aces. Laura, you know, talk about this. What's the significance of it? I have an idea, that it's significant in that we have groups, conservation groups and ag producers that haven't always been on the same page, but they're on the same page for a good purpose here.
Yeah, they really are. So we, Win It Aces got started about 10 years ago, and it's a group of ranchers, and really what brought us together was, what can we do for our community and what can we do for agriculture? To keep things going, and you know, we really love where we live. We think it's an amazing place, but we need people to stay there. We need people to come in, and agriculture is really the center of everything that we do. And so at the end of the day, everything we're working towards is how do we keep family ranchers on the land? And you mentioned succession, and that takes a lot of different forms. And the thing that kind of rose to the top for us in the very beginning was access to grazing, especially for younger producers just getting into ranching, but also for producers who are transitioning and bringing back another generation and need more access to grass. And so we started looking into, like, what does that mean and how could we, that later became the Winnet Aces, provide this to people in our community? And we work all across central Montana, south of the Missouri River, but kind of also just as a model for rural America, and this is an issue everywhere. And so what are some solutions? And in that process, we met the Nature Conservancy and we met Ranchers Stewardship Alliance, who are already working on the Matador Ranch in Phillips County, and decided this grass bank model seems to be one way to address access to grazing and succession planning, that it's a model where multiple ranchers graze on one property, so they're grazing in common, and they're grazing based on really sound land stewardship principles, and then getting a discounted rate for that grazing for doing conservation practices on their home place. So that's kind of the very basic purpose of a grass bank. But then there are several things that we really like about it, but one of the really great things too, and Dale and Brian can speak to this more, and JR, is the kind of community that's created around that grass bank and the people who are using it, and kind of the peer-to-peer learning that happens there, as well as then this property is still being used for ranching. So all of the benefits of agriculture and tradition and economics are staying there close to the community where it's based.
Yeah. And I appreciate that. It's something that's working, right? And we'll talk with JR and Dale about that as well. I want to go to Brian Martin now, again, with the Nature Conservancy. And Brian, as I said, you know, thanks for coming on the program here. It seems traditionally that, you know, conservation groups and egg producers have not always been on the same page. But there's a lot of benefits to working together. On some things. Talk about how the Nature Conservancy, you know, is involved in succession planning, but also these grass bank operations. Why are they important to you? You know, is the move toward preserving production agriculture kind of new within the Nature Conservancy?
You got a couple of questions there. So to begin with, I'd say Dale was a key person in helping us launch the grass bank. Dale and our manager at the time, Linda Poole, got together. It was early 2000s, you know, terrible drought. And so Linda and Dale started the conversation around what can we do to help work with producers, keep grass out there in the landscape, keep all those conservation values that go along with well-managed grass, and how we deal with these issues of drought. And so the grass bank concept is really built around that idea. If you can take the deep valleys out of ranch production when we have these big drought events and people are having to sell a lot of livestock, if we can improve sort of grassland management, not only on our Matador ranch property, but help grass bank ranchers improve management and build more resilience on their property, then that can be a win-win. So we can get habitat values for wildlife that we're particularly interested in. We can support grass stewards who are managing their property and obviously making a living supporting their family and community. And we can do those things together so that there's wins all the way around the table. And that's really the foundation of that work, and really moving it from a sort of everybody is working on their own to are there ways the community can collectively work together, and that's the way the grass bank has been working. And as Linda or as Laura talked about, you know, it's more than just grass. It is people coming together. And, you know, I always thought of it as attend at a boardroom of ranchers that I worked with, and having all those ideas around the table was helpful because land management is not always easy, as everybody knows who, you know, operates a farm or ranch operation. And getting more ideas, more thoughts, more experience in the room is better than having to do it all by yourself.
Amen to that, Brian Martin. Again, the Nature Conservancy, too, active in like 80 countries and territories, 125 million acres of land. Some is in ownership, some is in conservation. We'll talk more about that. And they've been working in Montana, as I understand here, for 50 years. The Matador Ranch, 60,000 acres near Dotson, that's the one. And Dale, I remember, of course, that drought at the start of this century as well. And it really hit the Highline area hard. And so, you know, as Brian Martin had talked about these kinds of programs being a win-win, and your involvement going back now 20 years, do you see it as a win-win? What's the win-win here?
I definitely do. I think that the Grass Bank produced a lot of real positive results. I always said the intangibles were very important, but the intangibles from the working together and the cooperation led to several other entities like the Rancher Stewardship Alliance and our sister organization with the Winnedaces that doing a lot of good work in the communities through working with a broad group of people that want to see conservation on the land.
Let's get a comment here from J.R. Lund as well, owner-operator of Rocking L Genetics as well, using the ACES Trial Run Grass Bank as well. J.R., what's your experience? Are you looking where are you at in succession? Are you getting into it? Have you been around a while? Are you thinking about succession planning at this point? How does putting a program together and making it work relieve some of that pressure for you?
So the timing of the Grass Bank that when ACES got put together for us was really perfect timing. My wife and I and five kids, we just moved to Winnet in 2018. So we are first generation. I mean, back, we didn't get our first cow until 2014. So we bought a little place in Winnet, and we rely very heavily on summer leases to take all the cows to. And it just so happened we had a property that we were leasing sell, and Winnet ACES had this project in the works. And my wife and I got involved with Winnet ACES as soon as basically we moved to Winnet. And so getting to be a part of that group that got to take cows over there, for that year, I mean, it was either find grass or sell 80 head of cows, you know, 70 head of cows. And when you're only 1 year into owning a property, you kind of need to figure out how to keep those cows together as much as you can. So for us, it was a godsend, and it never ceases to amaze me how much things just fall into place to allow agriculture to keep going. If you're persistent, you really want to give it an honest shot and make it go. It's not easy, but there's a big group of people that are out there trying to do, you know, really good work that is super beneficial to not even startup ranchers, but generation turn over to the next generation type project. So we very much appreciate it.
Yeah. Great comments there as well. We're talking about sustainability in agriculture, community involvement, enhancement, small towns. We can't afford to lose much production agriculture. It's only like 2% of folk are in food production across our country. And they are feeding, you know, some 350 million Americans as well. And so it's vital to keep that production agriculture going. And grass banks have helped in that regard as well. There have been a lot of folks that have come alongside to make sure that succession planning, as our ranching folk get a little bit older as well. There's a lot of talk, and I think there are people who are very encouraged that younger people are getting into ranching. again, or returning back to the ranch and take it over. But today's economic challenges make it very difficult at times as well. So that's part of the reason behind grass banks here. And then there are groups that are getting involved to make sure that we are producing for the world. And one of those, the Nature Conservancy, have talked about their involvement. They kind of get hit both from the left and the right sometimes about some of the things that they do. But they do cover an awful lot, 125 million acres worldwide. And they're in Montana to forward the idea about, you know, cooperative and making sure we have sustainability going forward. So that's kind of what we're talking about here. Laura Nolan is with us, executive director and founding member of Win It Aces. We also have producers J.R. Lund and Dale Vieseth of Montana and Brian Martin with the Nature Conservancy. So, Laura, let's go into this again in a little more detail here, right? I'm curious about the partnership and how that comes about and also the sustainability and the community enhancement aspect of ACES, right? Agriculture, community enhancement, and sustainability. You know, get more into how this is worthy of all the efforts that you guys are all putting into it.
Sure. Yeah, and I think that's a pretty key thing. Of there have been a lot of efforts by a lot of people to get to where we are. And in the beginning, like I said, we were just a group of ranchers trying to figure out how do we create more access for grazing. And one of the ranchers in this group, a guy named Bill Milton from Musselshell County, had a relationship with the Nature Conservancy. The rest of us did not, and the rest of us were definitely very suspicious and skeptical of who the Nature Conservancy was and what their interests might be in our part of the world. And I don't know if I've actually told Brian the story. Brian was there. But my perspective of Brian coming to our first meeting, Bill had invited him, and we didn't know that Bill was bringing Brian to our meeting. Mm. And so poor Brian shows up from the Nature Conservancy, and the rest of us didn't know that he was coming, and we were a little thrown off, but my perspective is we were too polite to ask him to leave. Like, none of us are going to be like, you can't be here. And so Brian stayed, and Brian is great. And he listened, and we listened to him. And, you know, it's clear that these are all things that he's really thought a lot about. And he stayed to that meeting, and he came back again and again and answered a gazillion questions. And we spent a lot of time touring the country, and we went up to the Matador, and we met with the folks who are using the Matador, and we met with TNC working there. And, you know, we met a couple of times a month for the first year that we were meeting, just to get to know each other and for us ranchers to decide if we were comfortable working with the Nature Conservancy and comfortable with this idea of a grass bank. So there was a lot of time that went into developing that relationship, and not just with Brian, but with a lot of different staff at TNC, and then, like I said, other ranchers who have worked with TNC. And then not too far, 2 or 3 years into kind of our building this relationship, a local landowner who owns land in Winnet but doesn't live in Winnet anymore decided that he wanted to donate his property to the Nature Conservancy. And he was not aware of Winnet Aces because he wasn't living in Winnet anymore. But he approached Brian, and Brian said, you know, that would be great, but I think you might want to talk to Winnet Aces. And so he connected us, and long story short, we ended up having a piece of property donated to us that we do lease to the neighbor for grazing. The details of that property, it doesn't work for a grass bank for multiple grazers, but I just share that to share that I feel like TNC has shown up for us and followed through on the things, the commitments to us that they've made, and it's has taken many hours to be comfortable, but we are at that point. And then we do, you know, it's a relationship, so there's a lot of work that goes into any relationship, and we do a lot to maintain that. Yeah,
Brian, I want to.
That's kind of our TNC story.
It's a great little story, a little you know, vignette in all of this, and where it leads. And Brian, I appreciate that you're listening, right? And I think as Laura intoned, that relationship building begins with that. Maybe talk about that. Maybe talk about breaking down some barriers. Maybe talking about getting some fierce looks, perhaps at times, and then keeping calm and trying to build relationships. And then working with ranchers instead of working with them, instead of telling them what you're going to do with your conservation easements.
Yeah, so it starts with a philosophy of believing in community-led conservation. So our thoughts are built around the idea if we work with people and they're in a leadership role, and as we have those conversations, and we're listening to what they're saying, and we're also sharing those things that we're interested in, what we find is more often than not, we have a very high degree of overlap, right?
Yeah.
So the challenges sometimes are about, well, how do we maneuver and get things to be in a place, you know, that works for everybody? And you can't do that on all things, on all topics, but you can agree on so many things that are out there. And as Laura talked about, you know, on the property that ended up coming to Winnedasis, that was just a clear win for the community and thinking about how can we help support and empower, you know, the community, the Winnedasis area, which is obviously bigger than Winned itself, but that big area south of the river. To the north, we've worked with the Rancher Stewardship Alliance to actually help them acquire, and they'll be launching their own grass bank up near the Canadian border. And really the thought is that the more we can help support our rancher-led collaboratives, not just in Montana, but I'm doing some work now to do those things elsewhere in the Great Plains, the more successful everybody's going to be. Because we do know that if we have well-managed grass, we have people who are local to an area and supportive, that just creates the opportunity for, you know, more engagement and more wins between, you know, conservation and the ranching community.
Yeah, and we want to talk to about some of those land practices that that come with this as well, that you guys have been, you know, encouraging, and I think that producers are saying winds up being pretty good. I got like a minute left here too, so I'm going to go to Dale Visa. Dale, when did your trust grow to the point for TNC, with TNC, that you could work with them?
I think it all begins on an individual basis. I think it's very important to have key people in the communities and reaching out. But it takes time, like any other relationship. It was hard to get the producers. We were in a tremendous drought, but it was hard to get the producers in the first couple years of the grass bank, just because they didn't know what to expect. But over time, trust grew. We had educational opportunities. It's really a tremendous tool.
It's talking about new collaborations, some options on the table to keep our production and agriculture producing. So that's our discussion today. Organizations with like Winnedasis, Rancher Stewardship Alliance, or the Nature Conservancy are collaborating in this. And there's grass banks, which Laura Nolan, who's the executive director of ACES, had talked about earlier as well. But you also wonder, you know, what comes next as these programs prove to be pretty fruitful, as we've heard from producer J.R. Lund, owner-operator Rocking Owl Genetics, and then Dale Viseth as well, back on the program. He has donated his ranch to the Rancher Stewardship Alliance and has been working with this Matador Ranch Grass Bank, which the TNC also helped initiate several years, like 20 years ago. So long history there, and it seems to be working out. Brian Martin, too, with us today with the Nature Conservancy. Dale, we left. Thank you, I don't know if you want to finish up on any comments here as well. Creating that trust relationship, maybe finish up on that and how important that was and maybe how long it took and the value of that to you now?
Well, we started the grass bank. We actually started grazing over on the Matador in 2002. I think we had development as a grass bank from 2003 on, and to just to kind of showcase where that trust has gone, TNC has helped the Rancher Stewardship Alliance to buy their own property to start a grass bank with on the north side of the river or near the Canadian border. And so we've gone from if this experiment will work to let's replicate this experiment.
Yeah.
And we're going to, I believe that ACES and TNC will be working together on a grass bank on the south side of the Missouri as well. So we're trying to keep going with our relationships and touch more people, touch more land, and improve the stewardship.
Yeah, let me throw the comment, the next comment for Brian Martin here as well, as member of the Nature Conservancy as well. Brian, is this program working in other areas? Again, it's not like it's all brand new, but the cooperation, I should say, and the partnership seems to be something that does take time to develop. Is there expansion what's next? I mean, how important it is to the Nature how important is it to the Nature Conservancy to see land like this in production agriculture?
Well, you know, it's key that people that care about the place where they live and want to steward it well are able to stay there. And so one of the things that we're doing, not just in Montana, but up and down the Great Plains and in other parts of the country, is trying to figure out ways to come up with strategies that allow people to do those things. And a big part of that is, like we've already talked about, sitting down, listening to people, and then just starting to create those solutions together with people versus coming in and saying, here it is, we figured it out, everybody needs to do A, B, and C. Engaging people where they are is a key part of it. And certainly we all understand we need, you know, to produce a lot of beef in the U.S., and we've got declining herd numbers. And so the more that we're better able to keep grass out on the landscape, and the more that we're better able to steward that grass, is going to increase our opportunity to have a stable and hopefully soon growing beef herd in the U.S.
How many grass banks is TNC a part of across the country?
Well, the original grass bank is actually had started down in New Mexico. That one is not really functioning anymore, but you know, the Matador has been going for 23 years, and then we have a lot of other lease relationships with landowners in the Great Plains, and some of those act in somewhat of a grass bank form. The Matador is probably the most expansive of those, and you know, it has some complexity to it, but it has worked well. And so the idea is to continue to move in that direction and create more opportunities for grass in our ranching communities. And really the idea is the Nature Conservancy doesn't need to do this, right? This is about communities being able to do this work. And so in the case of both RSA and Limited ACES, we're not acquiring properties to have more properties and then working with the organizations. We've worked now with RSA to acquire property that they own or will own and will manage so that they're able to tailor the grass bank for the needs in the North Phillips County area. And that's what Winnet ACES is looking at doing as well. So rather than TNC being in front, we'd like these rancher collaboratives and other local groups to be in front. And our role is to think about how we can help and support that work.
Yeah, that's leads into a comment I was going to ask Laura too nicely about You know, community enabled. Who's the ownership here? Laura, I'm sure a lot of people will ask it in maybe plain talk. What kind of strings are attached here?
Right. And those are questions we've asked and asked many times. Mm-hmm. And we have, you know, legal agreements that outline all of that. And really, really, it's that we're operating this for the benefit of wildlife and working lands and branching and sustainability. There's no actual string. It's the expectation that we're going to carry out all of these things that we've talked about, that like Brian talked about, that we have in common, and that we're going to do these things for the benefit of the community, the social, the economic, the environmental effects of owning land. So I know that sounds really kind of idealistic, but like I said, you know, we have a lot of all these things written down and how these things are going to go, and have a history now that Dale talked about, of a history of following through, and that we've built that trust on. And so that's kind of where we are, and we're really excited about moving forward. This is happening with RSA, and they have acquired a property to create their own grass bank that they'll operate, and we are looking for the right property for Winnet Aces to be able to do that as well.
Yeah, very encouraging. J.R. Lund, owner-operator, Rocking Owl Genetics. J.R., I want to get a comment from you as well, but first tell me where you guys are located, you know, your ranch operations, and then did you guys get some rain?
So, yes, we did get some rain this morning. We bought a place just 2 miles east of Winnet, is where our headquarters are. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we've been there for going on 8 years now. And, so that's where our place is. And then this year we're fortunate enough, we've only got leases in 2 counties, Fergus County and then Petroleum County. But there's been years past where we've had leases, you know, scattered throughout, I think as many as 5 counties, and we're not running thousands of head of cows to make that work. It's just, that's where opportunity was, and that's where we went. So it seems like the longer that we have been in Petroleum County and in Winnet, the more and more opportunities is coming with that. And being involved with Winnet Aces and being involved with many other organizations between my wife and myself has helped, and it's really been an awesome area, and we're fortunate to get to raise our family there and be a part of the Winnet boom that seems to be somewhat happening.
Do you have enough confidence to, you know, business plan going forward for expansion or whatever, that programs like this are going to actually be sustainable?
I do. I know, granted, our family's relatively young. I don't know if it'll be in the cards for my wife and I to necessarily expand, but I do know, right now my kids are very interested in agriculture and very interested in wanting to be able to achieve that. And grass banks are going to be a tool that they could use to build on what, you know, my wife and I have started, and so on and so forth. So, you know, I like the concepts, I like the ideas, and I think for people to get that opportunity to get a foot in the door, because really the hardest part about getting started is being able to manage debt.
Yeah.
And to you can't do land, cattle, and equipment and everything all at once. So if you can figure out a way to be able to spread that out, it's going to make it not necessarily easier to where everybody will do it, but I think people will be a lot more likely to try to stick it out and make a go of it rather than look at the boy, that's a lot of debt, and we don't know if we want to do it type of scenario.
Yeah, you got to have some confidence when you take leaps of faith like that. Brian, I want to ask you real quickly, then we'll take a break here. How hard was it for the Nature Conservancy to, and maybe, I don't know if you moved in that direction, or maybe that was all part of the original principles behind it, but to have that kind of hands-off approach to, and then, you know, just be a part of, you know, not necessarily a managing partner, but a facilitating partner. Was that hard for the Nature Conservancy?
You know, all these things are, as others have talked about, it's about trust, right? So, you know, you build trust with people and with...
oh, I thought it was going somewhere really super. And then he got cut off there. John Bunyan's going to join us tomorrow. He's the author of Big Sky Politics, Campaigns and Elections in Modern Montana, a revised edition as well. He was on the program a little while ago with Steve Arviscow. We're going to just recap and take a kind of a broad look at the primary elections in Montana. That's on Friday's program here on Voices of Montana. Wrapping it up for this hour, grass banks, sustainability, community enhancement, and moving the ball forward to keep production agriculture going across Montana. Laura Nolan, executive director of Win It Aces, J.R. Lund, Rocking L Genetics, one of the newer producers on the scene, Dale Veseth, who's been around a little bit longer, owner and operator of Veseth Ranch, and Brian Martin is with us, the Nature Conservancy. It goes so fast. And you guys, thanks for coming on this hour and sharing your thoughts and your concepts here. Laura, I don't know if you can put a bow on this, but I want to talk about the community enhancement aspect of this as well. And then looking forward, right? These solutions lead to maybe more solutions.
They do, yeah. So I'm going to try to put a really big bow on it. We, this all started for us, just a small group of ranchers almost 10 years ago, talking about how we could buy a ranch and keep it locally operated and for the benefit of the local community. And that built to so many things that we had never imagined from the beginning. And so that looks like along the way we had questions about conservation easements and financial planning and just herd health. And so we started offering workshops, and we hired an education outreach coordinator, and we have a full-time person working on educational workshops for producers, but also bringing in the public to learn more about agriculture and about grasslands. And then that built into, we actually have a cost share program for ranchers. They can apply for smaller amounts of money to do infrastructure, fencing, water, reseeding kinds of things to just help with stewardship practices on their home places. And we have a soil health program. We have a person that comes out and provides technical assistance for soil health on your ranch. And then that built into also just the more focused on community. And we're actually the fiscal sponsor for the daycare in Winnet that allowed them to get going and take donations and apply for grants to keep their doors open. And we own a building on Main Street that we're renovating. The first floor is done and it's open, and it's a coffee shop that is amazing and actually owned and operated by JR's wife. And then the second floor will be short-term housing for grad students doing research or people coming for our workshops or kind of a whole host of things there. And so this kind of what started out as kind of a singular, how do we own a ranch, has built into so many things in our community. We actually employ 13 people at Winnet Aces, a combination of full-time and part-time. And I kind of feel like it's like the sky's the limit of ideas and things that can happen. But one of the things, kind of tying it back to the grass bank that we learned there, was the importance of partnerships. And partnerships in conservation, but also we now have partners across all sectors of our work, and what that has allowed us to do is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I'm really encouraged by this as well, and I know you guys all are, and I can't thank you enough for coming on. Brian Martin again with the Nature Conservancy. It's nature.org for more information. The Ranchard Stewardship Alliance is ranchstewards.org for more information. Dale Veseth, thank you for all the work and the sacrifice as well. J.R. Lund, appreciate you. And of course, Win It Aces, winitaces.org, Laura Nolan. Thanks for joining us for the podcast. And join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.